At 2:04 in Philadelphia with WHYY News, I'm Matt Gillum. The head of the Philadelphia Federal Reserve says she's searching for clarity in the weeks and months ahead. Philly Fed President and CEO Anna Paulson spoke to members of the Chamber of Commerce this morning, saying she would be monitoring the fiscal health of the region.
And typically, when GDP and labor market signals are in conflict, the labor market signal turns out to be more accurate. Income growth has not kept up with consumption growth, and the savings rate fell in Q3. And certainly not everyone is doing great. Contacts consistently report that low-income households are struggling, pressured by high prices, and they are increasingly worried about job security.
Paulson says she's not sure the Fed will cut interest rates at the speed President Trump wants. Immigration officers can't make a civil arrest in or near public buildings without a warrant in several states. Pennsylvania could join them under legislation being developed by Democratic State Senator Amanda Cappelletti, who represents parts of Montgomery and Delaware counties. Her proposal would ban civil immigration arrests within 1,000 feet of state-owned or leased facilities absent a judicial order. Legislation that's gone through the Republican-majority Pennsylvania Senate recently has been geared toward facilitating cooperation with federal immigration agencies rather than restricting it.
I am hopeful that they see the need to ensure that our federal law enforcement officers are indeed acting within the bounds of their duties and within the law. And currently, we know that that is not happening, and it's creating a lot of terror.
Cappelletti spoke to the Pennsylvania Capital Star just before President Trump pledged to withhold federal funding from sanctuary cities or states having sanctuary cities. It wasn't immediately clear what that would mean for Pennsylvania, given differing interpretations of the classification. A spokesperson for Governor Josh Shapiro says if the Commonwealth's funding is under threat, he won't hesitate to go to court. Gray and steely skies over Philadelphia on this Wednesday afternoon. Temperatures unseasonably warm, 54 degrees currently in Center City.